This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's word from the government today that retail sales went up 0.4% in June. Now, that's less than expected. Home improvement sales were so-so. Also, people were more inclined to eat in rather than out compared to the month before, hurting restaurants. Let's check in with Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America for BNP Paribas. Morning, Julia.
Hello.
What do we want from consumers? We spent more last month, but not quite as much as some of the forecasts were predicting.
That's right. I mean, consumers are spending, but they're still pretty cautious. They are committed to saving more than they did in the past, and that's probably a good thing.
We also had news this morning that banking giant Citigroup profits are up 42%, but not really from retail banking.
No, they got a big boost from their investment banking. But yeah, on the consumer side, things are still pretty flat and they're doing a lot of cost cutting. And like some of the other banks, that mortgage business really isn't gathering speed.
That's interesting because there was a thesis. People thought that as interest rates start to trend upward, which they have, it might prompt people to run in and try to buy a house if they could before interest rates got even higher. Not quite seeing a tidal wave in that direction.
No, we're not. You know, we were looking at watching for that carefully, and we've seen the spike up in mortgage rates, and mortgage applications to buy homes are pretty much flat.
We had Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke last week calming markets. He's due for a sit down on Capitol Hill over 2 days this week.
That's right. I mean, he's not going to change the message, but the cautious consumer we've been seeing in the bank reports are exactly why the Fed is staying cautious, and that should keep markets relatively cheerful.
Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.